Writers, like all artists, are willing to give up on a lot to keep doing what they love best. But sometimes reality bites. Dreams have to be put aside in order to put food on the table. That's what happened to Adrian McKinty. He did find a way to keep going with a little help from some friends, and the result is his new book, The Chain. NPR's Lynn Neary brings us a story of how this book found its way to the public.
No one would ever have called Adrian McKinty a failure. He'd written a lot of critically acclaimed crime novels and mysteries, including a series based in Belfast, Northern Ireland, where he grew up. He'd also won some well-known literary prizes, the prestigious Edgar Award among them. There was just one problem.
To all the world, it looked like I was the successful writer, but just no one was buying the books, and so my income was just gradually drying up.
McKinty and his family were living in Australia when things got really tough. Although his wife had a teaching job, they were having trouble making ends meet. Finally, they were evicted from their home.
And I just remember all our stuff being dumped on the sidewalk in front of our house and my little girls looking up at me and going, is everything going to be all right? And me thinking, I don't know. And the one thing that really got to me was we'd lived in that house for about 10 years and I'd drawn that height chart of the girls growing up on the wall. And then the landlords came in and they gutted the place and that height chart was destroyed. And that's kind of the moment when I realized that I was going to stop this writing business and do something else with my life.
McKinty wrote about his decision on his blog, and that led to an exchange of letters with best-selling thriller writer Don Winslow, who says McKinty was too good to stop writing.
I felt I had a fix for him.
Winslow sympathized with McKinty because he'd gone through a similar experience in his own writing career.
You know, I had 6 or 7 published novels, but couldn't make a living at it. At one point, I think I had $37 in the checking account.
That all changed when Winslow got a new agent, a guy named Shane Salerno, a best-selling author and a high-profile screenwriter with deep connections in Hollywood. Salerno had started a new business aimed at getting writers published and, if possible, getting them movie contracts as well. Winslow says Salerno turned his career around, and he thought he could do the same for McKinty.
Because Shane and the Story Factory have sort of fought this revolution to make this work for writers and to get writers a living wage, you know, that people can exist on and thrive on.
By this time, McKinty was working as a bartender and driving for Uber.
I'd driven this guy to the airport and I got home and he had actually been sick on the side of the car and I was hosing down the car and the phone rings at about midnight and it's Shane Salerno. And it's really late and I'm exhausted and I said, Shane, I really appreciate everything that you're trying to do for me and I appreciate Don taking interest. But with all due respect, I'm going to hang up now and I'm going to go to bed. So I hung up on him and he calls me back immediately.
Salerno is a persuasive guy, says Don Winslow, and he has a pretty simple pitch.
Come work with me. Trust me, you know. And listen, I mean, McKinty used to hang up on him for a number of phone calls because I think he was pretty determined that he was done.
And then he got me because then he said, Adrian, do you have an American story? And it turned out that I had.
Salerno said, great, pitch it to me.
So I said, okay. And I pitched him the story of a woman whose child is kidnapped by this evil entity, this organization known as The Chain. And to get her child back, she has to pay the ransom. And then she has to kidnap someone else's child to replace hers on The Chain. And then it goes on forever. And he said, okay, I want to read this. I want to read the story right now.
Salerno told McKinty to start writing and gave him $10,000, an advance on the advance, he called it.
It's one of those ideas where you hear it and you go, yeah, that's a breakout book.
Don Winslow says the book McKinty wrote, The Chain, is the kind of thriller you can't put down.
It's shocking, but then it takes you into that world. And that's what great crime fiction does. You know, it starts with a startling kind of shocking premise, and then you're into it, and you're off and running. And the rhythm of this book, the pace of this book, it's one of those things that just grabs you and does not let you go.
The Chain is now being published in the U.S. and 36 other countries. Paramount Pictures bought the screen rights for 7 figures. The main character, Rachel, is a cancer survivor and divorced single mom. McKinty based her on a number of strong women and fictional characters he admires. He says he had to make Rachel sympathetic, even as she got caught up in an evil chain of events.
This is someone who crosses the line and does bad things, but I knew that I wanted the readers still to be on board with her, to have them think to themselves, well, what would I do for my kids? And I think for most people, you'd pretty much do anything. If your kid was in jeopardy or in harm, you'd do anything to get your kid back.
After all, McKinty says, that's the way this book really got started. It was the day he saw his daughters looking at him on the sidewalk outside what used to be their home, and he knew he'd do anything for them, even give up writing. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.